Channel 2 Wright, and beginning to visit Mr. Weaver this Saturday night at the Saturday Supper, this 4th of December, 71, this barbershop session. Channel 2 Wright, and beginning to visit Mr. Weaver this Saturday at Supper, the 4th of December, 71, the barbershop. Channel 2 Wright, and beginning to visit Mr. Weaver this Saturday at Supper, the 4th of December, 71, the barbershop session, and he got his new clippers. Channel 2 Wright, beginning the session, Mr. Weaver, this Saturday at Supper, the 4th of December.
Coffee. Just changes taste a little bit.
Changes the water. Changes the water a little bit.
Yeah, sure does.
Well, I'll tell you. This is a... I don't think it's going to frost tonight, though. No, I don't think so.
You can't tell, though. It's easing down. Come down a little cooler all the time.
Does it ever frost when it's cloudy?
No, it won't frost if it stays cloudy all the time.
Uh-huh.
But if it clears up and wind don't blow, it will.
Uh-huh. You never can trust it.
Uh-huh.
Are we gone this long without any? That's mighty fine.
Then I've had a cold for over a month now. I'm just getting over it. It's pretty rough. It wasn't like it was about 2 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. I mean, my lungs stopped plumb up, both of them. The only way I could breathe every bit was through my mouth. For about 5 or 6 days.
That's not very comfortable, is it?
No, it was pneumonia, what it was. Her left lung opened up first, you know, then I thought my right lung wasn't going to open back up anymore. It's affected from that operation anyway. That lung hurts all the time. Not all the time, but at times it aches pretty bad.
Well, this cool air might not be too
cool. No, this is all right. I like cold weather unless I have a fever. Or east wind. Now, I can't stand east wind.
East wind?
Yeah, it comes from the northwest, you know, I can get out there and it'll be cold and it feels good. But if it's come from the east, it just makes me feel dry and rough.
Miss Weaver, I never realized it's just the direction of the wind.
Well, you notice it now. You go to notice it and see how much difference you feel. If the wind, if it's coming in not too fast from the northwest, when the wind blows real hard, it's not good for you, no, any direction.
No. It's the east wind that you don't like.
The east wind. Now some people say they can't tell the difference in it, but I can. You know, it'll affect different people differently.
Yeah. Well, I sure hadn't thought about that. A south wind
don't bother me, only it's hot.
Hot, yeah.
It's warm.
Yeah.
And of course, when hot weather it makes it so much hotter, you know, south wind, but it doesn't bother me so bad about breathing or anything like that.
Why don't you take your jacket off? And
I'm afraid to take it off.
You are?
Well, now you do as you please. I take it off quite often, but I don't know. Just sometimes it is best with not.
I got on a thick shirt.
I was just thinking.
Well,
it's great warmer in here than it is on the outside.
Yeah, I was just thinking you come on over here and you. And get a little closer to the
I'm close enough to the stove.
And
yeah, that's it. That's about right. I don't like it too warm. My wood stove, sometimes I get through too much fire in it at the time, and I have to open up the door to let the...
Oh, you've got a good wood stove, haven't you?
I use the wood stove all the time.
How many eyes does your wood stove have?
It don't have any, but it's flat on top, and I can cook on it.
You can?
Yeah, then I've got some cast iron pots that I cook vegetables and things.
Sit down right there, and let me just.
There you are. I see you've got some cast iron pans too.
Yeah.
They're the best thing to cook a batch of cornbread. I don't know, I used to cook cornbread practically every day. I got out of the habit of it, and I don't know, I just haven't gone back. One thing, I can't get the kind of meat I want here in Micanopy. All of them use Dixie Lily, and it's coarse and hard to me.
Makes a difference in the cornbread?
Oh, I reckon it does. You take that white, soft corn, and you when you cook it's much better than Dixie Lily. Yeah, that's hard grain corn.
I guess I never thought there was any other kind of corn meal other than Dixie Noah, Dixie Lily.
Well, they lied of course. Jim Dandy makes a better meal than. Jim Dandy meal, you can get that in Gainesville.
Yeah, I do get Jim Dandy meal.
And up here in Macon, Georgia, the Birds and Milling Company up there, they have a store in Gainesville. And they have good.
Now, what's the name of that?
Birds and Milling Company at Gainesville.
Uh-huh.
It's about a couple of blocks south, like you're going to the hospital. Back that way.
Uh-huh.
I think it's one or two blocks from the main square up there, and going back towards the hospital there.
Oh, yeah.
And you get meal and flour and stuff there. I did. I reckon they still have it. I haven't been in there in some time. But that was water ground meal. I don't know whether they still have it water ground or not, but I imagine they do.
Now that's better.
Oh, yeah, it's slower. It don't scorch it so bad. It makes it better.
Well, I get hungry for some good cornbread. I don't know. I always just said it was because the meal wasn't. Maybe because I.
Well, you go ahead and get you some of that other kind. Either one of the places. I didn't know what street they call that. It's going right down to the hospital, though.
Well, I can find that.
It's about two blocks from West Main. on the right, going back towards the hospital. I can imagine you go in this way, you wouldn't go on up 441. I always go through Coca Hill.
Oh, yeah,
near way of going into town.
Yeah, and you go to town.
Well, what do you know?
Hey, how are you?
Well, I didn't know whether we'd ever meet again.
Well, I figured that maybe I was missing y'all and I hadn't been over. I'd had a cold and I hadn't been out much in nearly a month.
Well, what has happened to that little girl? She
I haven't seen her in about two weeks or maybe there. And I hadn't seen her then in about two or three weeks.
Oh, that girl.
I don't know. They don't come down here anymore, you haven't, Jimmy?
I don't see it. I haven't seen her in a good while. I see her up there in town every now and then, but very little.
Well, they moved their horses. I didn't know. They told me about it before, I think, but I just let it slip my mind.
Yeah.
And when they moved the horse from down here, you see.
Yeah. Well, she likes to, you know, she likes to, whenever you come over here, she loves to be here. And I kept thinking, well, she'll show up one of these days.
Well, I figured maybe she was just still coming by here.
They was here a couple of weeks ago.
Well,
it's been a good while.
That's right.
I think he told me he was going to be working most of the time, you see.
Yeah.
Every day, you know. I don't guess he can get off too easy.
No.
But they, I don't mind, he don't work 7 days a week, does he?
No. You work 6 days, though, I think.
6 days a week?
Yeah.
Well, that takes your time up pretty well. Then.
You don't have much.
No, you don't.
Over. I've been trying to get over to a place, and I don't know.
Well, you live out the town that anyone will come there. I run downtown to get the groceries or get a little something, you see.
Yeah.
And late of evening, and I miss them a lot of times.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Fee's just getting started over there. Let me show you.
I don't, did you? I figured maybe you had these. This is, oh, style, that's a good flipper. Those cost money if they were good. Now, these.
Well, now that's what he said. He said they'd hold up.
These are $50-$60 flippers in. It ain't like those.
Oh, Mr. Weaver, really?
That's right. Yeah. I know when I look at them, just as a glance at them. Yeah, these cost, but they're old though. They've been used a lot. May not be as old as I'm thinking they are. I've never seen a pair built yet. Just the guts like, who made this? Did you ever read that?
No.
I can't see it. One.
I can't see it either.
I can't read anything hardly like that.
ANDIS Power Chief. Power Chief, made by Andis Clipper Company, Racine, Wisconsin. Just barely read it.
Those colors, you can tell them the weight of them. They don't feel like the little cheap ones I've been using.
I didn't think they were cheap ones that you've been using. I thought they were pretty good.
About $25-$30 was the best one. And some of them didn't cost over one pair. I tried to license it. Didn't cost, I don't guess, cost over $7 or $8, did it? I don't think so, did it? No, you take these here's made out of good material. What did he say he wanted for this pair?
He said, he said he'd take $15
on. See, you can get a lot of them cheaper than that, but they ain't included.
And I told him, I thought, well, we could just sort of split it ourselves and clean it, and it wouldn't run too high for us.
It isn't a fair, and I imagine, did he have any more blades to go with?
I asked him about that, Mr. Weaver, and he said that blade would last forever. If you didn't drop it or anything.
Well, you got one pass. Well, how can it adjust it to where it keep it tight all the time? It looks like there's an adjuster here somewhere. Here. Maybe this place you take this off looking in that. See, this is solid here. This, that's
yeah.
Not solid.
Yeah.
Those others just.
Yeah, he showed me how to adjust it, but I don't, you know.
Here's the way you adjust your blades to.
Yeah, well, you want it thick or thin or coarse.
Yeah, right here. If you want it close, you could fix it like that. Let that dip. Watch that blade now. Now you see, it'll cut close now. Now look at it.
Yeah.
Come back. Now it'll be. Be short, it'll be longer.
Yeah,
it'll be left longer.
Yeah.
Well, I knew just who that glazed at those and felt them. I knew they cost some money.
And he works on them himself. He's sort of mechanic himself.
Yeah. He's that fellow what?
No, he's a young fella.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's a young fella. He barbers a little bit, but mostly he runs a cleaning.
Cleaning outfit?
Yeah. They go around at night and clean public buildings.
I see, I can take and clean this up. I can clean them. I can clean these clippers and. Now you take ordinary clippers, don't do that. They just blades and you can't change. I'll spring some of them and make them work, but it's just an accident.
Isn't it just a little warm in here?
It's not too much of them. How did he tell you to cut down here?
He didn't tell me. I mean, he showed me, but I didn't pay attention.
I'll find it in a minute if it's cut on. That's what I thought when I seen that down there. I never seen nothing like that before, but
sounds good, don't it?
Yeah.
Quiet?
Yeah. Well, these being heavy helps kill that sound. They need cleaning and oiling. But I don't do that if I don't have to until I cut in one time. Mm-hmm. See, it'll get oil on your face if you ain't careful, you go cutting like this. Those sounds good. Now, some of them that you can adjust, and is it wise to tighten and sharpen the tail? That's the only way I ever could put oil on them, let them run a while I was sharpening them.
Yeah.
I never could. I've heard people say they should take a home. I ain't never. See, I've rubbed them, and I couldn't tell if that's going to be it. And you can't hold it steady at the same.
Yeah.
See, where they put them on those grinders, see, they've got something that holds it, and they just let it go just gradually as it needs it.
Yeah. And it's all done by machinery.
Yeah.
And that stuff's pretty hard metal, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. You can't get nothing. I rubbed on home, and I never could make it.
Now, see, this whole thing here, that's a soft. You could wet that with anything.
Oh, yeah. You can take most any old one and do that.
I think he brought me the best pair of hats, not the most expensive, but I told him, you know, kind of.
Well, these are all right. It doesn't make any difference. They're just all just fine for me because I know how to taper with them anyway. Mm-hmm. See, I learned that when I was cutting those hand clippers. Mm-hmm. You had to do your own taper.
Yeah.
All you do is just let the heat go down and just raise it up this way to come out.
Yeah.
You can get on to it.
Well, now, can
but suppose we cut get yours out of it. I can't stay too long on account of a fellow may come out to see me tonight. Hard to look for. He said he'd try to come, but I don't know where he will or not. I think that's high enough. I do that. You see, you're taller than I am, too.
Yeah.
That's about right. I believe it'll be better to let that be on. Let's put it one layer across this way for you. Make it fit better.
You think that'd be enough?
Yeah. I think that'd be too.
Okay. I haven't got a pen.
Well, I think I can just drop it or pull it a little bit. You can get just so I can get by here, turn around.
Oh, yes. I've been trying to get over to her just to see what you're doing. I haven't done it.
I haven't been doing anything except just right now. I had to get out even. I got behind on the wood cutting. I had to get out to bed and yesterday cut some.
Yeah.
I'd cut up some.
Tell Faye you don't need that. Let me tell her.
Okay. I can pull that right around now.
Catch Faye. He don't need one. Yeah, I got all them newspapers there. You set on that?
Yeah.
I just.
You plenty high.
You're just about right now.
Just about right?
Yeah, just about right now.
Okay.
Let's see, do you want this clipped around here, or do you like that left the least bit? And you like to put it on the course?
And leave a little. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll put it on the course and go around it, you know. I'll show you how that's done. You see, it's down on the course now. And then when I move back here, I'll have to put it back on the...
Now, you got enough rope?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's plenty.
So
now, let me tell you.
I just don't want to pull it over.
I leave this here so somebody won't walk there, you see. And it's awful easy. And don't, when you lay it down, don't lay it here. Lay it over there.
Yeah.
I know that.
I'm not going to do it all right.
I've done it so much. Yeah, you just turn. I'll go with it.
I think this is what it's about, like you want it, you know. And I can turn it up. But he did you think that's the where he sent them together, how he shot them?
He gave them to the barber supply man.
Barber supply?
Mm-hmm.
He had license on that.
Yeah, he got license.
I'm very good.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to do it, just to...
Well, you see, I could give them to the barber supply man.
No, you can give them to him and get him to.
Yeah.
I'd do this very good.
He said this high enough. Hell, all them papers out there say I could have just...
That's right.
But just using my head, I don't do that very often.
I don't.
Oh, they feel solid, Mr. Weaver.
They don't feel like your own, do they?
No.
I got to get used to them. They're a little heavy, you know, and the things the weight, and they cut when they get fat. Those others, they cut sometimes they didn't. It made it hard on the side of the cutlery. I wouldn't have food with them like I did, but you know, I don't cut the about 2 or 3 people's hair.
Well.
Well, those two Smith boys and you and Mr. Chair, I can give me. You'd cut Jack's hair. Jack, you know the first time I cut his hair? To me, this thing.
Golly.
Well, he'd come around, maybe. They waved at me and speak to me, all like that. I went out there 2 or 3 times. So they don't come by and stop 3 meetings, I figure. So,
you never know, do you?
No. Well, you think they both may be trying to settle down, you know.
Yeah.
And I figure if I don't go around them and get with them and go ahead,
yeah,
it'd be better.
You stay where, and we'll go right there.
You can, if I get to hit you again, that I can back up a little.
No, that's all right. Well, I thought a good many people stopped in over there from time to time.
They come, a lot of people that know me, maybe haven't been there in a long time, people stop like that, but when you see those boys come in, they always, most of them coming in, they come there to get me to cut their hair. Now Jim had me to cut his beard also.
Does he?
Yeah. And he came in this morning. I been up wrong, I had a good fall there, and it was cool. Just about daylight. In fact, I had a fire about 2 o'clock. One of my young dogs got out in there and kept barking for a while. And I don't pay no attention to someone else's dog, but it looked like they were still bark on the ground, so they disturbed somebody. I'm getting used to using these papers. I've been going much faster than that now.
Yeah, last time you
I just could not get
the word.
Not even one of them had hard to cut. Now, they have a pair of clippers that little course of cutting the knees that could slip on something. I've got stuff that I slip on, but I don't like it. They don't cut good. These clippers cut good. Does this fella have a barber shop or just cut just a little hair long?
He just cut a little hair long. He got a cleaning business.
Yeah, he don't have a barber chair, I guess.
No.
Well, they got a strict law on us about that, about barbering. Now, if I had any contagious disease, I wouldn't barber. You know, I don't believe in that. Just like when I have a cold, I don't like to go around nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know you can catch them from each other.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Yeah, that sounds different from them others, Mr. Weaver.
Oh, those others are worn out, and it's cheap to start with.
Oh, was it?
Those are fairly good ones that I had, but those fighters I tried, that I don't think they cost over $7 or $8.
Golly.
And they wasn't worth 10 cents.
And then we dropped them.
No, that wasn't the ones. That was the ones that I had I dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about those Mr. Smith had. That some fighting.
Yeah.
I see now this cuts a little closer than around here than it ought to. I can put a comb on it next time and not go quite so close.
Where did Buster get his hair cut?
His wife cuts it, I think.
He don't waste any money?
No, he's not going to pay for a haircut. You know, they sure was nice to me when I had, his wife would dress like she's a nurse, you see.
Yeah.
And she never would let me pay her for anything. Well, I'd give them a lot of pepper and had, when I had good gardens, you know, I'd always carry them a lot of vegetables, you know. She said she hadn't forgotten that. And she would never take a penny money for it.
Oh, really?
Saved me a lot of trouble going to Gaines or Wilson to get it dressed.
You know, I learned a lot since you told me about those peppers. They keep coming up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that plants did that. Now, these Palma Crystals, castor plants, they do the same thing.
Yeah, well, you take the peppers, you see, now then, I don't think bell pepper, you can carry that over.
That's those hot peppers.
No, bell pepper, this big, just kind of dressings, make dressings with.
Yeah, I know.
Stuff like that, bell pepper.
Yours are hot peppers?
Yeah, hot, both kinds. I got two stalks, but there's not been much on those. You know, at times, after I had that operation between the shoulders there, I can't use my right hand as good. Not near as good. It takes me long again to saw a piece or cut a nail, drive a nail or anything before I had it cut out.
Why, yes, I can understand that. Well, now, do you use your clippers with either hand?
I can, but I don't use
it.
I can use it if I can't get to it, you know. I can take my left hand and see if something gets wrong with this. And I want to practice so I could use this in my hand.
Yeah.
I had this shoulder knocked out of place, you know, when I was playing baseball. Went slide in on second and what had been going in, it made a hole, and I was going to use a hand hook, slide by, and throw my hand back, keep them hitting me with the ball, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it pulled all those ligaments loose in there.
When was that?
That was back in the 20s.
What game? Who were you playing?
The first game I played in making up, I didn't have a catcher, and I was catching him. I never had caught before.
Yeah.
And.
Well, what do you know?
I had to get a firm. I never caught. Now, Buck, my brother, was a good pitcher, but I didn't. I always played out field or played in field somewhere and pitched.
Yeah.
And he didn't have good control, good enough control to pitch. That's the main thing in pitching, is throwing a ball when you want to throw it there, at the right place and at the right time.
Yeah.
You can soon watch it, batters, and learn how it went so. See, it helped you. I played second base more than any other position. And it helps you. I'm going to see if I can cut this loose. So I'll have to get used to this. You can't even feel it cutting. Hardly hear it cutting your hair.
Yeah.
And you only took off the top this time?
Yes, sir.
Was it?
Yes. What I always tell the barber is take as much as you can off the top just so it don't stand up.
Well, if you cut it real short, it can't stand up, but it's long enough.
Well, you know, so I can comb it.
Yeah, you want it left enough to comb up there.
Yeah.
It cuts so much better, I can't believe it's harder than the ones I've been trying to cut with.
I'm glad I run into that fella.
Well, I've been and to go to Gainesville and go around and see and look at different places and see if I can find any. See, I can just start them up and almost tell whether it's good or not.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Mr. Weaver, you can't find a thing anymore. They hold you up everywhere you go.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't no telling how many years he used these. Because it's a kind of old model. It isn't. They're not late models.
Well, they never wear out, do they? You can just get a new blade and put it on.
You can get new. Yes, they wear out. You put them in a barber shop and use them every day. Of course, they'll have a good one to last several years, but if a common pair like I have won't last, they do well to last a year. Well, you got to be sending blades in having them sharpened. And he said you didn't have to sharpen these.
He said that lasts forever. He was just thinking, he wasn't thinking about, you know, putting it in a barber shop. I told him, you know, that we didn't barber out here. We just gave him a... Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about another blade.
I tell you, it won't be too bad for us to ride in and get a good repair. Get another set because I'm trying to tape this with these. been doing so much cutting on myself, my barber's here on this, and so I can't hardly try to use a clipper cutting this. And
how long had you been down here, Mr. Weaver, before you started barbering?
About 2-3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I hadn't been down here hardly a week. Yeah, just about 2-3 weeks, I believe.
Now that's, I didn't get that point. Don't you know, you told me one time about
I met a fella in Waycross, Georgia, was lived up at the hospital, and he worked with a railroad company. And I'd started down to Winter Haven. I knew some people from up north Alabama that lived down there, and I talked to them when they was up there, and I'd always wanted to come to Florida. And they said this down at Winter Haven, don't be one of the gardens where they is at. And I told him, I may come down there sometime. And asked him, said, give me a job. And he said, yes, on the farm. I want to learn how to truck farm. And I've forgotten their names. I can't think of their names now. So that, they was up there on a visit, and so I had the name and address, and I decided I'd to go when this railroad track on. And I didn't know it till I got to Birmingham. Well, they didn't have a train going out. See, I really should have went to Georgia, you see, Atlanta. Well, I had a train going to Montgomery, and they routed me to go there. I went there, I had to stay overnight. Couldn't stay a night in Montgomery, 125 miles from Birmingham.
Turn around a little?
And stay in the hotel. And then I came on to over in Georgia. See, I believe I had to spend one night in Atlanta. And went from now on to Macon. And I'd seen a fella, I met a fella, I was going to Tampa, Florida, down in Birmingham. He was from, lived in Georgia, but he was going to, you know, over there trying to get work and couldn't find any. And he was going to Tampa to work in, cigar factory. Well, we got that. I got over here at Jacksonville. His money gave out. We had to stop over two nights, you know. And so, well, I got on there and happened to sit down there close to us. And we was talking to him, Leo, out from Gainesville, and his daddy owned a hand on the farm. Well, this guy was a farmer, you see. And said he wanted one anyhow. Well, I stopped and stayed in Gainesville a few days. Stayed there in the hotel, you know, and eating and resting, you know, your money goes faster than you think it will. And I could have got a job of carting and then, but I didn't have no tools, didn't have enough money going by myself, too. So, this boy that his, they went on out to his, he went on out to see if his daddy, and he went out, I told him to go on out there and take that job, that I'd come out there in a few days if I didn't get something out in Gainesville I wanted. The wrong time of year to get anything, in August, you know, and that's a bad time to come to Florida. So that I went out there and boy wouldn't he come go fishing with him while I was down here anyway. So I went out there and he told me, he said he liked to hire, needed two hands, he liked to hire both of us, but he couldn't. But he says, if you just stay around here with us and help us a little bit, says, I see you get something to eat. Well, I was wanting to learn how to truck farm, you know, and I told him, okay, I'd stay around there a few days till I got something. So I went out there and worked a little on the farm with him a few days, you know, just didn't need him with the work.
Well, I didn't realize that.
So that, well, I've farmed all my life in Alabama, you see, but that's
sure.
altogether different truck farm down here in Florida.
Yes, sir.
Growing cotton and corn and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you do that down here, you'd go broke.
Yeah, it depends on it because you can't never make it enough out right here. So we decided they want to go to Orange Lake fishing. Well, I had to stop and get gas out and make an open oil feaster. I had the store right there in that art building. And grocery store and that meat market, so that we and had a gas tank there, so gas, standard gas. We stopped and got some gas, you know, and stayed around and told me, he says, what part of Alabama you was from? And I told him I was from the northwest part. He said, we got a man by the name of Mr. Wynn around here that's run the barber shop and prison club. Said, I think he wants a barber. I said, well, I'll go around and meet him, talk with him a little bit. I went around now and he said, yeah, he wants a barber.
Is that right?
I had 16 cents in my pocket.
That farming wasn't too profitable down there, was it?
No, well, you see, at the time of year, I came, wasn't anything doing. Everybody's on the vacation, doing nothing. Weren't time for, in August, it's not time for your fall crop.
Feaster, I hadn't heard of that store.
Well, Feaster, he is a fine man, he sure was a fine man. He'd help you in the way he could.
He's there a long time?
He's been there. He built that big store building there. He built it.
Oh.
Yeah, he had a big sawmill way back there, but he kept on. People bought stuff from him in the store and didn't pay him for it till he broke it.
Uh-oh.
He lost everything he had.
In the 30s?
In the 20s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Way in the 20s.
Many a man, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah, he didn't make any difference what stranger who came in. He'd try to help them. Had them get jobs or anything. All of them did at that time. Now then, you go and make an opening. It's altogether different. They don't run them stores like... Well, you can't. You can't run... The people don't act like they used to.
No. There's nobody to ask now. Now, that's why you told me that one time, and I forgot it, that, and I didn't realize that happened when you first come. You said, back in them times, a stranger come in, and they'd all try you out.
Well, some of the boys out in the country had fun out of doing that.
Yes.
And, some of the one fellow from Texas, he weighed about 220 to 240 pounds, this big fellow did.
Oh.
And they had a way of taking you to ride and making you walk back and laughing at you. All that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I'd hear them talking about it, you know, and what I done. Well, I've been around a little more than they thought I had. I looked, they thought I was about 17 or 18 years old. I was 25 then.
Yeah.
And I knew how they did out in Texas, you see, because I had a cousin went out there, you know, and he was green, and he came back and told how they done, you know.
Yeah.
You know, cowboys, you know, they think that's the way they have the fun, going to town back then and taking it in.
Yeah. And trying them out.
Yeah, and see, and lots of them they carried out and were carried way back out in the woods and swamps, you know, and through some old road and put them out, you know, and make them walk back and hunt the way out.
Yeah.
Laugh at them out, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't mean any harm, but.
Oh, no. They didn't hurt you.
Some of them, but if they did, I didn't know it.
Well, that wasn't the intention to hurt you.
No, just laugh at you and tell about. And some would get scared, you know, and they'd just, they'd scare them. And well, that's where they had the phones. They'd get the man scared.
Yeah.
He had never had any experience of just going out there and get scared.
Yeah. Well, you got in on that?
Oh, they tied everybody back then, you know.
Yeah.
I knew you wasn't going to bother me. It didn't worry me because I'd seen them try to have fun before in places.
And they took you out?
Yeah, they'd take you out if you go with them. They say the way to do that is not go with them.
Oh. You mean you never got caught on that?
Yeah, I got he got run over a calf and run around on me one night.
Oh, scaring you?
Trying to. It don't scare me anything like that. I knew he was just cutting the food, you see.
Yeah.
I don't mean I'm a bad man or brave. I'm not. But,
Now, this wasn't the big 250-pound Texan you was talking about.
You mean the man that weighed about 220 to 240?
Yeah. Seemed like one of them come in the shop there one time that you told me about.
Oh, there's lots of them tried that.
And was causing trouble.
He wasn't causing any trouble. He just taking in the town, you know, and having to play in the Texas style.
Yeah.
Of cowboys, there's cowboys.
Well, tell how did it go? I kind of forget how it went. They all knew what was going on.
Yeah, they knew it. They weren't. They play like they're drunk, but they wasn't drunk like they made out like they were.
Yeah. Oh, that must have been some doing. It wasn't dull anyhow back there, was it?
Well, it was, panic was on then, you know, right before the real estate boom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty hard to make a living. I only made about $10 a week when I first went working there in the shop.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd been working at sawmills and farming and doing hard work, you know. And I'd run a barbershop in Alabama before I one at North real far, and then I went on one about a couple of years from Uncle and Lynn, Alabama.
No, I can't. I remember in general how it was, but I can't quite get it. This big fella, I think, came in your shop there. Seemed like he was going to take the razor and shave somebody, amongst other things.
You mean the Texas boy named Bill Wheeler? That was his name.
Was he the one?
Yeah, he went around there and cut one boy's towel fine. in the drugstore there. They wouldn't bother nobody.
How'd that happen?
He just walked up and told him, said, "I want that tie," and reached up and took it and cut it off right along and laughed at him.
How would that?
He's just cutting up having fun.
Yeah.
I imagine he come back the next the way that you usually did that, go back the next day and apologize and maybe pay the man for it for done anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Texas style, you know.
Now that was when you first come.
Yes, I reckon about 2-3 months after I've been down.
Bill Whelan's the one that worked with Tuck Mack.
Yeah, he worked out there with Tuck Mack, so.
Yeah.
I know they're both working Bob Watkins out there and the cattle business. They had wild cattle out there.
Mm-hmm.
Wild horses out there on the Painted Prairie, Beaver Lake.
Yeah. And you got out here while they still had them.
Yeah, it's free range, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they owned it. You know, they had it fenced up, part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Up by near the Macanopa.
Oh, really?
Bars owned it, you know, and Watkins. Dr. Watson.
And you got on there while he was still there.
Well, he is one of my good customers.
Mm-hmm. What was he like?
Well, he lived about as tall as you are and a little that smart heavy you are. You don't worry about it. Around 190, do you?
No. I don't weigh that much. My clothes is just bulging, Mr. Weaver.
I don't weigh as much as I look like I'd weigh. You know, I'm down to 126.
Yeah.
That's all I weigh now. That's getting too low for me.
How much you like to weigh?
About 135 going up to 145.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a little low.
Well, the way that they check according to my height and everything, I'm supposed to be 165, but I'm not the big bone or large muscle, I'm small.
Mm-hmm.
Look like most people think I'm. Well, one thing, they think that I'm getting fat and gaining weight. If I lie down a while, my blood don't go circulate good through, and it seems to go down my hands and then to my legs too much, and feet swell.
Whatever happened to Bill Wheeler, Mr. Weaver?
He went back to Texas.
Oh, he didn't.
Started riding a horse, and they had a tick law then, and they wouldn't let him go out of Florida with it, you know, and he sold his horse and went on in there. He's a pretty good old boy. I like Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, how in the world did he ever get to this country?
I don't know. He just decided to want to come to Florida, I reckon. Everything is a little hard to make a living back at that time.
Yeah.
It's a panic, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the boom come on after that, you know, and
it
picked up, got along pretty good. I hadn't been here for about 10 months until I went from $10 a week to my part after I paid my 25% to the barber, you know, working in the shop. And I've been here about 10 months, you know, and I bought the shop myself. Wish it didn't cost too much then, his old fixtures, and he bought it for $110 from another fellow. had two chairs and didn't have no mirror. Two old barber chairs.
What happened when?
He had run the pressing club and owned the barber shop too, and he couldn't tend to both.
Oh, he was trying to do all the work himself?
Yeah, and he couldn't be there and be out too and picking up clothes, and he had a good pressing man, a colored man had done this pressing for him and all that. Mm-hmm. And of course he helped him too, you know, he could do it too, you see. And he happened to get out and have a pretty good look, pick up a lot of dry cleaning. So he didn't do any laundering except just all dry cleaning is all he do.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's more money in that than there was barbering.
Well, at times it was, and other times it wasn't. You take people come in now from different places, you know, but they'd be 2-3 months old haircuts and sometimes 2 weeks old shaves. We had to shave people back then to make a living. Didn't get but 15 and 25 cents a haircut when I first went, come there.
Yeah. Yeah. And prices were pretty high then.
Yeah, but it wasn't as bad as it is now. Not near as bad. But, see, this about a couple of years, they went to building this new highway, you see.
Yeah.
When a lot of people stayed at working and making up it in. I paid $110 for the shop and got Mr. Wynn on Saturdays to help me on Saturday nights and sometimes through the week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I soon got to making, I was making $35 a week.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
Good for then. You had to be in the shop at 7 o'clock and stay till about 9 or 10 at night to do that.
Oh, did you?
Yes, long hours to do that.
On your feet.
Well, how are we coming?
Oh, I'm getting a little of it off for them.
They were barbering when Mr. Weaver first come. I thought Buck came before you did.
No, I've been down here. I came wrong there. I think it's 21 when I came down here. He came wrong about long in the 30s, first of the 30s.
Well, gee whiz, how in the world did I get that notion? Well, gee whiz. Bill Wheeler. That was one of his old friends.
That's short enough on top of your guess for coal.
You know.
I'm not cutting any hard right here. You're smoothing it up here on top right here in front. Yeah. The back here is where I'm out to do.
That's right.
Done all the cutting.
Yes.
Yeah, it grows so much faster than the other.
That's good. That looks
See, good. I was trying to record. Do you remember Mr. Weaver told us that over here one time? I forgot about it. Well, this big fella come in the shop and was going to cause him trouble. You're just trying them out, you know, back in those days.
Oh, yeah.
And I forget all how it went.
Did you have somebody coming in? What's that to do? He didn't pull a knife on him or a gun or what?
Yeah, I know. A fella pulled a gun on him one night, just kidding, you know, trying to scare him. I laughed at him, told him it looked like a... I said that looked like a pretty good gun, you understand? I knew he was just kidding me. He wasn't meaning any harm by it. There's two of them.
Oh? I don't remember you telling about that.
I didn't tell you all that.
No, I don't remember that.
Yes, this is a different machine, Faye, from the others.
Oh, you like this?
Oh, that cost $50, $60. That's what it is.
That's one of the old ones.
They're old, old, old clippers.
Oh, it's heavy enough.
It weighs three times as much as those, twice as much as the ones I had, and three times, I believe, as much as those filings I tried to cut his hair with.
For 110 volts,
65
volts,
15
watts?
That's what they all have to carry, is 110. 220 would burn them up.
I smell something.
Oh, I got a supper cooked for us, so that Mr. Weaver gets through.
I don't like much getting through here. Want to make this all taper up if I can, and just to say.
Why, sure.
Now, some,
nice.
Some people don't go back over with the shears, but I like to go with the shears. My shears, if they're a little long hashed, it happens to clippers jump. They jump from the clippers, I can go ahead and straighten it up.
Mr. Weaver, they still don't try you out a little bit when you come.
What's that?
People still try you out a little bit when you come.
They don't do that like they used to. You don't hardly ever see anyone do anything like that now.
No, they don't do it that way. They do it different ways. I know when I came down here.
Some people won't treat you dirty, you know. But those boys back at that time, that's the way they called it, having fun. On the country, you see. So they didn't take in the town, you know. You've heard of that. I guess in Tennessee, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
You ever have one to get a hold of you? If you go and play like that for to do that, and you ever let them take you out and have the fun and take you off and leave you and make you walk back, they everybody didn't try you.
Yes, sir, and they'd laugh about it all the way home.
Yeah, this having fun. Well, he wouldn't bother me about walking 5 or 6 miles. I've done that a lot of times, walking to town to spend the weekend back. I've done that lots of times.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, they were.
One fella, he is about the first who tried a thing like that. He only got me at the hotel, you know, and I figured that's what he wanted. I told him I'd just walk, you see. He went 2 blocks and did hit me to walk. He had to stand on the bar, around the barber chair, and my legs swelling up. So that this fella, we went on, he went another street, come back around another way, and we all knocked the kind of edge of town there, and come back and went and run over a calf right close to the hotel, line down the road, and no fence at all then, you see. And so we went on out, and he run up like you're going to hit a telephone.